Podge, 4 goals. I think you were involved in all 7 tonight as well. You must be delighted.
Obviously delighted to get my hat-trick and score the 4th then as well. But the most important thing is we've got the 3 points and a clean sheet again. That keeps that unbeaten run going. And I think we're back up to 4th, is it, at the minute in the table. So it's looking a little bit better now.
Have you scored 4 before in a game?
No. Three was the most I've scored in Ireland, but I hadn't scored a hat-trick in England yet. So that's very pleasing, I have to say now.
Did you and Omar feel you had something to prove tonight?
No, I don't think so. It's been hard being out of the team, but I know the reasons for it. And to be fair, the lads have been doing really, really well. You know, Tomo's done really well since he's come in. He's just missing that goal, you know, and it's a pity he couldn't get one tonight when he came on. But, you know, he's been first class since he's come in. His work rate is unbelievable, and I suppose that's what I had to try and match, his work rate. And you know, the same with Omar. He just wanted to work hard as well, and thankfully he scored a couple as well, and you know, we're happy to get 3 points.
You say you know the reasons. What are those reasons? Can you tell us?
I just need to work harder and stuff like that, you know. And it's just I needed a bit more aggression in my game. Because I'm a kind of small stature player, I need to throw myself about a bit more in the games. And I'm happy to start doing that now. And you know, It was disappointing when I got injured against Chester, because I felt good in the 2 games previous when I scored in the 2 games. And to be fair, Tomo, like I said, Tomo came in against Tranmere and done well when he came on. He'd done well in the subsequent games, and JP was scoring goals. So to be fair, me and Omar couldn't really say anything. You know, we were out of the team, and we're out of the team for the right reasons.
Because a lot of the fans are saying, oh, they should have started. No. But you're saying that you understand the reasons.
I think if I was in the manager's shoes, I would have done the exact same thing over the last number of games. How can you drop JP when he's scored 3 and 3? You know, it's unfortunate he's got injured, but then you can't drop Tomo as well, because it's a good partnership, and the work rate of the two of them was very good. And like I said, maybe Tomo coming in is a very good thing for me, because I see his aggression, I see his work rate, and that's exactly what I need to do. And you know, if I can keep doing that, and hopefully there'll be more goals to come.
So do you think being out the side then has helped you a little bit?
Of course, yeah. Just give me a little chance to recharge the batteries. Obviously I missed a couple of the games with the injury. When I was on the bench against Wrexham and Southport, I wasn't 100%. I was just there just in case something was needed. And then I've been probably fit for the last couple of games, really. And you know, the extra bit of training I've been doing and stuff like that has done me the world of good. And it's pleasing to be back in the team, I have to say. But you know, what it shows is how good the squad is, and the strength and depth we have. And you know, that's only good going forward.
Now you've got in, I'm assuming you're going to stay in, or you want to
stay
in?
I hope so, yeah. I'll do everything I can, but there's no point scoring 4 today and following up Saturday with a bad performance. You know, I suppose it might be mine to keep now for the minute, so it's up to me to like I said, it's just down to working hard as I can, bringing something else to the team and making sure the team is harder to beat. And I think the two of us proved it in the first half. The work rate from the two of us kind of, you know, the defending started from the front. Your centre forwards are your first defenders, and yes, it was very pleasing.
So that set the standard from your point of view and from the team's point of view?
I think so, yeah. I think that's our best performance of the season. I think the second half probably is better than the first half, because we're 4-0 up at half time, and you know, it's easy to come out and just you know, relax because you're 4-0 up. And you know, it was important we came out in the second half, done the right things, kept attacking, kept, you know, going for the jugular, because the gaffer said it was a half time, but Cheltenham scoring 7 against him, he said try beat it. So that's what we tried to do, and it's a pity we didn't get the 8 in the end. You know, being selfish, I wanted a 5th.